This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 315 for Monday, March 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Monday morning as uncertainty in the global banking system continues to rattle the markets. The May canola contract drops $11.40 at $740.20 per ton, and the July contract falls $11.80 at $733.30 per ton. The markets are wary given the recent failures of two banks in the United States and the near collapse of Credit Suisse in Europe. And this is despite Swiss banking conglomerate UBS now moving to acquire the latter. As well, there's pressure on canola coming from declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. There's some support from gains in Chicago soy oil. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices are lower, adding to the pressure on vegetable oils. That said, canola crush margins remain very strong, underpinning values. As well, canola exports and domestic use are well ahead of this time last year. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie cracking the 73 U.S. cent mark at 73.17 compared to Friday's close of 72.81. News out of Europe says there's an extension for the Black Sea Export Agreement reached over the weekend. Reports say the agreement was extended by 120 days, despite Russia demanding only 60 days. There's speculation that the agreement could fall apart at that time. The outlook for soybeans and corn in Argentina remains dismal. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange chopped 4 million tons off of its call on soybeans, bringing it down to 25 million. The exchange cut 1.5 million tons from its forecast on corn, now at 36 million. Later this morning, the United States Department of Agriculture will issue its weekly export inspections report. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower in Monday morning. The May contract loses 3 cents at $14.73.5 per bushel. May soy oil turns around to push higher by a half cent at 57.96 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal gives up $4.40 at $461.60 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the May contract forgoing a nickel at $6.29 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with its May contract adding a penny at $3.49. The U.S. wheat complex is pulling back as Chicago May retreats 13 cents at $6.98. Kansas City May falls 12 cents at $8.24. And Minneapolis May drops a dime at $8.51. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.